Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDisasterRecovery.com. Today, I'll be talking about Continuous Data Protection, or CDP, for disaster recovery purposes. CDP is a technology that continuously captures changes or modifications of data in a data storage system to make backup and recovery procedures easier for companies. So although we know CDP is great for data backups, how can it help with disaster recovery efforts? Can it make disaster recovery testing easier? And what questions should people ask vendors when they're considering a CDP solution? Here to help me answer these questions is Kevin Beaver, an information security consultant, author, speaker, and expert witness with Atlanta-based Principal Logic. Hi, Kevin, and thanks for being with me today.
Hey, Megan, thanks for having me on.
So, Kevin, how can CDP help with disaster recovery efforts?
Well, CDP is a really interesting technology that a lot of businesses can benefit from in so many ways. The essence of CDP is to be able to recover data back to a specific point in time when there's a problem such as data corruption or accidental deletion or a disaster such as a fire, a tornado, floods, terrorist attack, whatever. So really, CDP provides a great way for businesses to recover from unexpected events. It sort of facilitates the whole disaster recovery process. And, you know, it's really one of those technologies that can help you with your procedures and take the pain out of the process. That is, if you have the resources to justify investing in it and maintaining it long term. But overall, it's one of those technologies that you really need to have if you're going to streamline your disaster recovery process.
Now, can it make disaster recovery testing easier, and how can it do this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I see so many organizations with a pretty well-documented disaster recovery plan, yet they've never actually tested their plan. And so many people find out the hard way that hope is not a strategy. So where CDP technologies can come into play lies in the fact that testing can actually be carried out pretty quickly. So you'll know that portion of your disaster recovery plan does or does not work. Now, you're going to have the right CDP technologies in place, of course, on the right systems. And you may even need to set up a test environment so you don't overwrite production data during the recovery testing process. But it's all pretty straightforward. I think, by and large, the CDP is not going to get you better test results per se, but it can streamline the process. And I think that's a good thing, and that could be a motivator to help people, help encourage people to actually test their disaster recovery plans.
Right. Now, what's the difference between near and real CDP? Is one better suited for DR?
Well, near CDP is something that many people in IT are already familiar with. It basically creates snapshots or shadow copies of data every so often and allows you to restore everything up to that last snapshot that was taken, which is usually an hour or two, whatever you set it up for. Real CDP, on the other hand, is continually replicating all changes made in the production environment in real time. So if you have little to no tolerance for data loss, then real CDP is the only way to go. But if you have some flexibility, or you have less budget, or you have less ongoing administrative type resources to maintain such a system, then near CDP is probably going to be good enough. This all goes back to you doing a business impact analysis, determining where your critical data is, how it's at risk, and then how long you can go without it, and coming up with some sort of recovery time objective. So it's going to depend on your particular situation, but for real-time recovery, for really, you know, intense systems, databases that where you can't absolutely not afford to lose anything, then real CDP is the only way to go. But otherwise, near may be a good solution.
Okay. Now, what questions should people be asking prospective vendors when considering a CDP solution?
Well, really, it's the vendors who should be asking you most of the questions, just to get to know you and understand your environment. But as far as what you need to ask them, it's going to depend on your specific needs and, you know, your compliance requirements, your recovery time objectives, all that stuff. But there are some things that you don't want to overlook. And it's really just like with any product, all the marketing hype that we're exposed to can be pretty alluring, you know, but we have to stand tall and not fall for it. So you're at least going to want to ask what does your product do differently? You know, you don't necessarily want to go with a Me Too technology. Find out how their product is different and why it's better suited for your specific environment. Another question is, how is your product going to save me time, effort, and money? We're always wanting to do that in IT, right? You should expect to hear things like, you know, it can drive costs out of the disaster recovery or the backup or the security and compliance processes. It can decrease recovery time. It can ensure availability. It can provide real-time audit reports, things like that. So, again, you're going to need to know what you want in order to ask them the right question and be able to determine if it's a good fit. So you're going to have to define that. You're going to have to know what it is that you're looking for going in. Another question is, how do you know this is good for our environment? You know, it could be that you have one application that you need it, so you may need an application-specific CDP solution, or it could be that you have an entire data center full of stuff that you need to get back up and running in the event of a disaster. So consistency across multiple applications and systems may or may not be important to you. It just depends on what you need. So if you know what you want, you know the right questions to ask, that you're going to be able to fine-tune and slim down the prospective vendors very, very quickly. And then finally, always ask for reference accounts in your industry if possible. If they don't have any accounts and if you're in a niche industry or whatever, general references are good. Call these people up and talk to them and find out, you know, don't just ask what's good about it. Ask what's wrong with it. What would you do differently if you had to do it all over again and that kind of stuff. So, you know, getting some true references on the other line. And granted, they could be a little slanted and a little biased, but I still think that could go a long ways. The bottom line is just do your homework up front, and you'll end up minimizing the chance of making a bad purchase because of something you didn't think about or something that wasn't revealed during the pre-sales process. And keep in mind that nothing is going to be perfect, but if you do come across a CDP vendor that seems to be a good fit and reasonably meets your business needs and your disaster recovery needs, then I say go for it.
Okay. Thank you for all those answers, Kevin.
You're welcome, Megan.
And that's all the information we have for you today. For more information on continuous data protection for disaster recovery, you can visit searchdisasterrecovery.com.